beautiful electricity. It sings and hums in our fingertips. And maybe I'm not the same as everyone else around me.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for being here in this moment. Today we're going to talk to Mickey Sage, and she is the author and creator of her new book, An Undeniable Force of Nature, a composition reflective of women, nature, and poetry. She'll share how she came to pull all the pieces together for this project. In addition, tantalize us with some of her poetry and give us some ideas of what we might see when this book is available. Without further ado, let's dive in with Mickey.
Mickey, I want to thank you for being here today. I'm really excited to promote the upcoming production of your book, The Undeniable Force, Women, Nature, and Poetry. And I thought we could start our conversation by sharing with the listeners your inspiration for this book that you've been working on.
Hi. Well, the inspiration just really came from me being out in nature and shooting a lot of photos, and I was feeling a bit stuck from working on my novel and decided that I wanted to do something with women. I've been involved in a lot of women's circles, and this was something that I really loved to do. I was already shooting photos of women and nature, and then starting to write a lot of poetry, which came into play over the last couple of years. And so I just kind of wanted to bridge something that I can feel close with in terms of nature, women, and poetry. So pretty simplified.
Share a little bit about how you relate to the feminine and women, and that. But I think I love the title, Undeniable Force of Nature. Share how women speak to you in that, especially right now, there's so much, just like a new level of women's empowerment, I would say globally happening. And if you can just share with the listener how you relate to the feminine.
How I relate to the feminine, in terms of nature, I believe that, you know, Mother Nature and women, there's a rise in femininity in women's circles, and the Mother Earth, and being able to be replenished by the soft-spoken aspect of of women. And I think that they coexist together. I don't see any difference between women and then also nature because of, you know, the aspect of Mother Nature. I always feel like plants and flowers, they're more of a feminine, feminine conduit to creativity, how we see the future, how we look at this earth. I think we all sort of gravitate toward feeling the earth as more of a feminine energy. I've been, you know, diving into that in aspects of tea ceremony as well, and women's circles, and just really understanding the aspect of nature and the universe, and how much women are the procreators of the universe, and how we are able to procreate. And so that is a lot of my inspiration, and that's, you know, just diving into the mother, and it's all just kind of the healing aspect of mother and feminine and nature has been something that I've been really attracted to in the last few years. And I think we're going into that shift of the paradigm shift of women coming to a space where there is so much healing to be done because of the feminine aspects, which I think at some point in time, it wasn't as, you know, profound as it is now during this time.
Oh, share about that aspect of the importance of healing. I think oftentimes, you know, especially the way that culture is at large, people want a quick fix. And if you can share a little bit about the importance of healing and what you've learned through your exploration of nature and even creating this book.
I think it's a lot of it is just taking time and sitting with the emotional aspects of being with nature. And I think that women have a more evolutionary process in doing that because the divine feminine, divine earth, divine wisdom, I think it's a feminine thought, and we're able to kind of sit and really appreciate the energy around us in forms of trees and flowers and animals, and not in the same way as the man, because again, women are able to procreate, and so I think there's that's being shown to us a lot more, and I think there are much more women who are leading that, who are paving the way these days, as you know, they were many, many years ago. I know it's been, you know, over time, little by little, the strong energies and the forces of nature are starting to come about.
Within your book, how did the nature and the feminine come together, or how is she coming together to express herself visually in the book that you're pulling together?
I wanted the book to express the action of nature through time, so there's a definite story line behind the seasons, and it didn't necessarily come that way at first, but when we started to edit it, it started to go in space of pulling together photos that seemed to reflect nature. And when I called out to all the women, and knowing that I was going to do this and this idea was coming about, I really, you know, I look at all of my writings are from a visual perspective. So I went out when there'd be a time and space where I would feel like, oh, I'm stuck in writing and I need to create like a character and I'm stuck. So I would go out. We live in Topanga now. And so that was actually a really big part of my shift in writing, was I would just go out into the state park because we live very close by, just a few houses, and I would shoot deer and all the different sages and all the different like nature that was just right in front of me. And not that I never appreciated it before, because I'm someone who camps quite often and is in nature quite often, but to do this in a way that I was really focusing on the aspect of creating, writing something with the photograph that I was looking at. And so that was one big portion of it too. And then I was always just drawn to shooting women, I think, from an aspect that they reminded me so much of nature and flowers. I was always just drawn to wanting to shoot with women. I felt much more comfortable with shooting with women, which is interesting because my relationship with creativity and the work I've done previously has always been working with men. And so it's shifted a lot in the last, maybe 5 or 6 years, especially during this writing journey, that I started picking up the camera and really, you know, shooting with women and friends and throwing my friends in these photos. And so I also wanted just to concentrate on my poetry and my writings. So originally, the original first series of the photos that I was getting were also a collaboration with women. And so I called out to a lot of my women photographers and friends who I knew that shot photos, and even friends that I kind of barely knew, and I only knew them and admired their photos from the social media aspect. I emailed everyone and I said, if anybody wanted to contribute to this poetry book, it would be, you know, your photos and my poetry. And so that was last year, and that it started to grow from that aspect. And it's interesting because the photos that people decided to contribute and give to me were, it's all very similar. So I never realized it until editing it, but I was like, wow, okay, like we all sort of have a little bit of the same style. And So there was that one component of they kind of knew my idea and almost knew, or maybe they saw my photos already, and they go, you know, the photos they chose, they said, you know, they sent me these photos, and I was like, yes, we're so like on the same page. So it was great. It was great in that aspect. And then there was this sort of bridge that was happening with women and nature and me and my poetry, and it was all kind of sort of synergistically, you know, getting put together in this year-long process. Well, I got some intuition by some of the travels that Chris and I went to in Malaysia, that I had met this one tea master person, feng shui master person, and he had said, oh, don't put out your book until next year. And I was like, what? I'm ready to put out my book. It was kind of, again, another synergistic moment where, like, synchronicity was happening, serendipity was happening. Because I wind up saying, okay, like, I shouldn't put out my book, and that's only just a few months that he's saying. So it allowed for me to gravitate to getting some original photos instead of photos that I was just asking of women in nature, but to actually go in and start shooting for this book. So there's a combination of contribution. It's like women in photos, send me those, and then also, like, yeah, let's do full-on photo shoots, and it be a for this book, which wasn't the original idea. It was just, you know, send me your photos and I'll write the poetry by looking at it.
Right.
And that contribution happened because I was already shooting. And I thought, well, I don't want to just concentrate on my shooting. I want to concentrate on my writing, because that's really the main aspect of why I'm doing all this anyway, to be more into, to share my writing out in the world.
Share your favorite images just from the imaginary state, from your words that you came across, or one of, describe it to the listeners that they can anticipate seeing in the book of a woman in nature, together or separately.
I mean, I love all the photos. I am partial to there was one really significant idea that I had from a friend who's, you know, from my women's circle, Spirit Weavers, and she works in this incredible place called Ojai Raptor Center, and she rehabilitates raptors, hawks, and owls. And I had asked her if she wanted to be in my book and do a bird release, because what she does is rehabilitates these birds that come in from the wild, and then she releases them. And it's just so incredible that she does this. And it's just such a huge part of nature. It's like, you know, birds. And so I had asked her if she wanted to be part of this book. And so my main photographer, Katarina, this is someone who I, again, admire her work as well. And she jumped in on this book project with me. She has contributed more than 10 photos and really had shot a lot of original photos for this particular book. And so I had asked her if she wanted to shoot this photo, and it just kind of all came together in this one month last summer. And Jacqueline, her name is Jacqueline DeSanto, she had called me and said, okay, I'm going to do these bird releases. Do you want to come up to Ojai? And I said, yes. And Katarina wind up being in town, because she's not always in town. She's actually a professional photographer herself. And so it just all aligned in this one day. And we went to the Raptor Center and went, and we had these three birds. And the two birds were two male falcons and one female hawk. And so we drove out to this one area out near the, you know, like Ojai, the lake there, and we found one little area where they normally release birds, and we shot this photo of her releasing this bird in one take, and it was so incredible because the wings are out, and we're like, okay, we only have these three chances to release this bird, and, you know, obviously, it's a photograph, and it has to be like a raw image of it being released, because it's a bird actually going out. And when they're released, they don't necessarily like just fly out and look just amazing. Some of them, because they've been, you know, being cared for from, you know, if a bird's been injured and they're being cared for, they might be at the Raptor Center for a few weeks, if not months. So, you know, they don't know they're going to be released. So sometimes when they release, they're doing these weird, like, flying situations. And for that one take, this bird just released so beautifully, and her hands are out, and this bird is, like, flying out, you know, in the direction, like, going. The interesting part is the two males that we caught later on, so we decided to also shoot them just in case, because we're like, oh, my gosh, you've got the shot, and it's perfect, done, you know. But we decided, of course, we're still on this journey of releasing two other birds. So we released these two falcons, and sure enough, they were males. Sure enough, they went like backwards, and it wasn't like the right shot. So it was kind of amazing because, you know, this book is all women, shot by women. And then here's this bird that's also a female hawk being released. So it just kind of felt like so amazing just to have all this women feminine energy in every aspect of, you know, shooting and me directing it and Jacqueline releasing it and the bird being feminine. And then the two other birds that we wound up shooting a little bit later were the male birds and it didn't go right. It felt kind of amazing to have that be the shot. And it's actually the last shot of the book. And the last shot of the book, the poem that I went along with it is called Release. And so in a lot of ways, it has a lot of connotation to this book being my first book that's going to be released. And so it's part of me like releasing all like my creative aspects and my journey into writing. And so that's, you know, I think that that's a big part of this book is the last image, which of course has been very careful not to share this last image, and I want to, and it, you know, because it's the last, and it makes me feel like, okay, I'm going out into this journey, into the wild, into the space of the unknowing, and after being cared for some time, and so this hawk and this poem and this hawk and this photo kind of represent what my journey is all about and being released. After being cared for several times.
So that gives us a yummy thing to look forward to.
It's an epic shot. I mean,
yeah.
just because of, it's also because of the timing. The timing, again, releasing an injured bird that has been rehabilitated and sent back out into the wild. It's very representative of the space that I'm in. And so when I had that idea, it was the first time I was like, oh, okay, I understand why I wasn't supposed to, you know, release this book, because original photos needed to also come in place of this book as well. So there's probably about 10 or 15 images that Katarina took that were specifically for the book. And then the other part of it is contributions, which I'm super grateful for, and that are also amazing, just to even have the space of synchronicity. All the women that are part of this, like, knew just by looking or even feeling out what my verbiage was in the email, knew what to send, that just wind up happening to just be so beautiful in terms of how the layout is in the book, because there's women, there's nudity, there's two friends that are pregnant, I have my friend's daughter in the book, so there's a lot of, like, across the board, it's from, you know, it's birthing as well. It's in, like, birthing this book. A friend of mine also shot an elder friend that has done a lot of, she's a Lakota woman that has done a lot of ceremony for a lot of my friends. And she's also an old school tarot reader, and she plays the drum. And we drove out there, another friend of mine who shot her. We drove out to like San Bernardino to shoot her with her drum, and just beautiful in terms of wanting to also have from, you know, birth, and also to having elders and friends that I do know and don't know. So it's all across the board, a very mix of women involved that took part in this. So I'm excited for that aspect to also release the fact that all creative women who love nature and are just into the divine feminine and approach it in a way with, you know, rawness and love and care for nature. And I wanted to also be sure about that aspect as well, is that everyone that was on board that I was thinking of truly does, like, is immersed in nature in the way that I am and has an appreciation for nature in the way that I do, and flowers. You know, the name is also Flower Book. That's just kind of like the sort of the production name that I decided to keep with it, just to make it also easy too, because I know the undeniable force of nature is quite long, but I love that title so much. But I also kept Flower Book as a, sort of the kind of, I don't know what it's called, like the title before, you know, the actual title. I don't know.
What I'd love for you to speak about right now with giving all these great, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see all the images and read the poetry. If you can share with the listener a little bit about your approach for publication, how they can support you in this process, because that is a undertaking in itself, but we want to support you.
I never really understood. I actually never anticipated going down the route of self-publishing. I always think of myself as sort of an old school production person, where you get an agent, and an agent or a manager finds a publisher to publish your books, and that's one aspect of my writing that I've been talking with a publisher, but that is for my novel. And so when I segued to do this Flower Book, this Nature of Women poetry book, I knew that it was going to be a little bit of an undertaking, because what I had found out during this process was that photographs are very expensive to print. Many publishers don't take on new photographers, new writers, probably not so much of trying to gamble on new writers or new photographers in this realm, publish them, because the printing cost is very expensive. And so I had heard that, but then I just sort of ignored that, because that process is the process that I'm not really equipped for, and that I'm not really into, because I'm a creative person. So, you know, I was just focusing on my photographs and the photographs that I was, you know, that were being contributed. And so I was focusing on that and my writings with those photographs. And so when I went down the line of going, okay, now I'm finished and now it's complete, what's next? I looked at the aspect of publishing, and it just wasn't happening. I was sending it to different publishers, a few ones that I knew, and I wasn't getting any feedback. And then it had been like months and months of time, and I just thought, okay, well, maybe I'm looking at this in another way. Maybe I should look at this in another way and go down the self-publishing route. I've never would have thought about it that way. And so I started to dive in the self-publishing route and thought, okay, like, this is probably going to be the way I get this out, because now I have all these women who've contributed, and then also my own work that's contributed. I have to get this book out. And plus, I'm someone who doesn't not complete projects. It's weird for me not to complete a project. So I really wanted this book to come out, and it was super grateful for every woman who was a part of it, took their time to be in a photograph or send a photograph. All of that is in such appreciation. So I knew I had to put the book out. And I wind up finding this company that's in Minnesota through a friend who I was visiting at the time, that was like, this crystal book is printed here, and da-da-da-da. And it kind of gave me like the intuition, the hit to try and, like, again, try another company. And so Again, I know that these are long explanations, but this is the process in which someone has to go through to make this printing actually happen. And so I'm happy to say that the cost is actually a lot less. It's much more affordable, but it's still in a space where I feel like I should do a, you know, a campaign or GoFundMe, because, you know, it does get expensive to do a first sort of coffee table, you know, an ambitious first book, coffee table book that I really, again, had no, I just didn't even know that I was going to go down this route and being a writer and doing something like this. So it's kind of interesting and challenging and terrifying and, you know, also extremely, like, I'm really happy too at the same time, because I'm doing something that would make me feel super uncomfortable, but I think that that's a good thing, you know, in a lot of ways of learning and changing and growing and opening up a space of, you know, my heart space and where I can work, this can lead. And so there's a lot of things that are just so beautiful about how it all came together. Just, you know, I'm like, again, coming from a place where all this is really new to me in terms of publishing. And so I'm just taking it day by day. And, you know, there's a lot of like little pieces of fear and insecurity and space of ego where I want to just get this book out. And, you know, having to ask people to support me is a really, like, it's a strange place for me to be in, because I'm usually on the other side. I'm always supporting people's work. That was my work in the past. I used to represent directors and visual artists, and now I'm in the other side of the field saying, hey, help me, you know. So it's been a weird space for me emotionally, but at the same time, I can't say that it hasn't, you know, it's not all bad, because I have this beautiful book that I'm, you know, that's going to be accomplished some way, somehow. I'm going to make it happen. So here I am.
Beautiful.
So,
well, I applaud your one, courageousness and tenacity. It's not writing a book, having written one myself, and publishing is not a short task. And it requires a lot of adaptability and surrender and looking at it from a lot of different directions. So I want to applaud you for that. And
thank
for the
you.
Listeners, I want to encourage
you
to support creation, because, you know, there's so much beautiful work out there that really is meant to be seen and circulated. So this is everyone's opportunity to do that. And by your descriptions, I personally can't wait to see it.
Thank you so much for supporting.
Absolutely. And what I'd like to do is welcome you, if you're okay with it, to share one piece of poetry as we close out, and then to let the listeners know that we'll be inviting Nikki back after the book is finally revealed, so we can talk a little bit more in depth artistically about the images and the poetry from that perspective. And today I wanted to really inspire you to support, and for Nikki to share her seed inspiration and process with this book as an intention to help everyone understand the importance of getting involved and get their curiosity. So if you're ready, would love for you to share some poetry or a piece of poetry.
So this is from the very first, it's the cover of the book actually, and it's the very first photo, and it's called Awakened Innocence. A delicate fragrance of new beginnings. A scent of sweetness, awaking sensuality. Let the eyes play innocently, softly revealing flowers that gracefully define her open heart, sharing what she could no longer hide. And then I have another one to share, which is somewhere toward the middle of the book. Michelle is sitting in a tree, and so it's all about a grandmother tree, and it's called You Are Home. I want to learn to stand like you, with honor, steadfast, and understanding of humankind. I want to climb each of your branches while you hold me close, caring for me like I am yours. I want to sink deep into your roots, where the knowledge of the great mystery lies, I want to stay with you and listen to the seasons as they sing through your voice and carry us into the wind. I want to sit in the wilds of your leaves, embracing the varied colors of our skin, the shapes of our limbs, and learn the impulse that feels the yearning of our love upwards into time.
That was beautiful, Mickey. And once again, I'd like to thank you for being here today. We look forward to seeing the final production of The Undeniable Force of Nature, Women, Nature, and Poetry. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
Reach for me. There is a beautiful electricity. It sings and hums in our fingertips. And maybe I'm not the same as everyone else around me. Maybe I'm not to blame for all of the pain I left behind me. Stay with me, and maybe, maybe they will see we could be. Maybe, maybe we are strong. We were born to fly and shine like fire against the sky. And maybe we'll find a way to leave all the hate behind us. Maybe we'll fly.